This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All day, man. You know what it is. Random Order Show, episode one. Amen. We in here, man. It's your boy, Jay Richards, man. I'm in the building with him. Amen. Listen, man. We got the big baby Trey in the building, man. Baby up.
Yeah. That me right there.
All day, man. We got my big brother, Sheldon Sebastian, in the building. Locked in.
Yes, sir. Locked in.
Amen, man. What a wholesome episode we have prepared for the people today, man. We covered all the hard-hitting topics, man.
We said thank you, Kev, on stage. Babies on planes. Babies in general. The German imported Wagyu burger that got us in the headlock. Getting flamed by a shark. And of course, man, the worst airplane delay we've ever seen in our day, man.
Listen, man, what a wholesome episode. Lock in with us. Jump up in here in the comment section, man. Drop a young yummy. 5-star ratings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, man. It's a good situation. Amen, man. Lock in.
Locked in.
150.
Oh my God, Jay Keys, man. I heard Jay Keys on tour. Come on, man.
I heard Jay Keys on tour.
Do thing, man. Do thing, man.
Ball up a big head.
You're a clown. Yep.
Get me flying on the dolphin.
Yo.
Cut that off, man.
Put your baby back on, here. Man.
Nah. Yo, man. Tell me what, man. Jay Keys, man.
All day, man.
He's hot. Yep. He's new. Back. He's on the scene. Mitz ain't dropping soon. Y'all niggas don't
rap,
know about
man.
My man's right here, man.
Real rap,
man. Keys, man. This the future, man.
It's watch called out. Push My Buttons.
Yo, man.
Real rap, man.
Straight like that, man.
Man.
Straight up.
Holy.
This is actually glitching.
That's
I might have
pounded the boards a little something proper, man.
You gotta pound the boards, man. Someone tell me where we at.
Listen,
man,
coming at you live from the West, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm gonna give you about 7, 8 to 10 episodes, man. Every episode that drop. You thank Kev on stage, man.
Yeah. You thank Kev on stage, man. You go in his comments and say, look, man, the eagle thank you, man.
Holy.
Just like that, the eagle thank you, man. That's it.
That's real rap, man.
Real rap, man. Look, let me tell you something, man. That's all I'm saying. Richard Chill. Nah, Jay Keys done tweeted it. Jay Keys done broke the damn board, man.
Oh, that's real rap. But nah, man, shout out Kev on stage, man. We out here setting up shop, man. Bang out some LA guests and shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Put a pound in on the pod for real, man.
Mm-hmm.
We've been chilling. Like, we haven't really pursued this thing like that. We just been like, let's make a pod. Let's talk amongst friends.
Yeah.
Now we trying to...
Real life, man. Come on, man.
Lock. Shout out Weezer.
How this shit all came together is crazy too, because we had plans, like Sean was saying, we was just recording at the crib, recording in Toronto, and then we're like, all right, cool, let's go to LA, do a little boop. So me and Jermaine came out here first time around, and we did that, jumped on a couple different pods, Foul Tip. We went to Tim and Il. I was on Hassan's stream, Hassan's podcast as well. And we said, we got to come back here. We got to come back to L.A., bring Random Order out here, get some of our dogs, our L.A. dogs on the show. And I was leaving L.A. And the problem with L.A. is trying to find a space, trying to find resources, because everything is here.
Mm.
It's literally
it's just
like,
how much you willing to leave here.
You feel me? You feel me? Real shit.
All right.
It's just how much you're willing to leave, how much you're willing to spend, where you're going to go, because it's like there's unlimited spaces here. So we're trying to figure that out, and I'm leaving. I see a familiar face, and he's already smiling. So what the fuck?
Who's smiling at me already?
The nigga smiling at me. Who is this just smiling at me? Kev on stage, big ass head, man.
No, through the airport,
Terminal 1, man. I say, Kev. We know Kev on stage back from ADD days, man. Back when we were shooting with All Def Digitals. This is probably like 2016. That's full circle moment because that's kind of where we clicked up a little closer with Waleed. And yeah, man, we knew Kev for a couple of years now. And, you know, he's doing this thing online. And I see him, I run into him. I'm like, yo, Kev, man, what's up, man? What's been going on? We catch up quick. He's like, yo, I got my studio. Yeah, I just got this studio. I said like three times. Yeah, I'm just leaving the studio. I'm like, you just left just from now? Yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. It's the studio talking about.
Mm-hmm. He calls himself Kev on Stage Studios.
Yeah.
As a human.
Kev on Studio.
You really flexing the studio.
Yeah. Kev on Stage Studio. Yeah.
You know, I got a physical studio, right?
I just basically told him the rundown and said, listen, man, we're trying to get Random Order out there and woo woo. What can we do? What can we get going on, man? He said, look, man, come fuck with me. He did it, but Kev on Stage did some baller shit to me, man. I never had this done for me. He said, fuck with me, and then walked away to go check into his flight.
Yeah, you don't know how to fuck with him.
I didn't even know how to fuck
with him. So you had to figure out how to fuck with him.
He said, what's up? Fuck with me.
I'll be telling people that, like, when they be, like, bumping into me and shit. Like, yo, man, I got to get you with them. Yeah, man, just fuck with me. Leave no deets, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Just fuck with me.
Man, if you really gonna fuck with me, man, you gonna find a way to fuck with me.
Yeah, right.
But I didn't know how, because he just said, all right, fuck with me. And he just left. I'm so. That's why I text you. I said, look, Kev just said fuck with him.
Does he swear, nigga?
You think we really fuck with him?
I don't know what we do. But, nah, man, we tapped in and Kev on stage blessed us with the studio to get these episodes in, man. And honestly, more of that, man. Fuck.
Come on, man.
Brothers owning some shit. Telling you, man, fuck the money. Yeah. Go ahead and get your content in, man. And Kev knows how. Kev watched us get out of the mud, man. Early YouTube days, he's seen what we had to do to get out of the mud. And, you know what I mean? And we seen him do what he had to do to get out of the mud as well. So it's just beautiful, full circle, man. It just lined up like this. We're in the studio, and it's honestly beautiful to be here because niggas don't be the owner shit, man. It's always trying to find someone else that has it. We gotta go, you know. Hey, can we come in the studio, do this, do that? And I fuck all that. My nose sagging.
Real rap. The only catch is he has leaving the studio open, hovering over us. You could at any moment just be Diddy us. Shut the studio down.
You
gotta pack it up, man.
Yeah.
I grab him a cheesecake.
Yeah, I grab Kev on stage a cheesecake.
I never understood what was the big deal, man. If you really bought this rap shit, nigga, the only thing standing between you and his career is
slice of cheesecake.
That's they did it.
Listen, man, we gotta drop this record. Man, you gonna shut the studio down?
Yeah, man. But just like that, we back at it, man. Random Order in LA. Got some guests lined up.
Not today, though.
Yeah, it's just
us. Yeah, not today. I don't know. We locked in, man. We got the Zach episode on the way. We got the Waleed episode on the way. Goddamn, man.
Me too.
Man, what do you say we segue into this shit right here?
It's gonna hurt if it gets
worse.
Yeah,
bro.
What do you do?
That,
what
that hits
her
shit.
Oh, bro, so that's segue just tweaking out.
Bro, that's a shin slammer.
Yeah, no, for sure. Oh, that's a smart idea. Just kind of stop.
But that don't bang him out your hands.
You gotta be ready for that.
Or if it like catches and it starts attacking you, just coming closer to your shit.
I feel like if I just put the fucking thing on the floor, like boom,
it's gonna ping and bounce off.
Nah. It might bounce a little bit and come back. But
you got to leave it until the battery dies.
Until the battery dies?
Those are good on battery, apparently. Good, yeah. They can sit 45 hours.
That could be hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah, throw a sheet on there.
Oh, that's smart.
That thing's a shin killer.
Yeah.
Shin killer.
Oh, my God. Put the sheet on it, yeah.
God, this is taking me back.
Bro, that's how you torture someone to get an answer out of you.
Oh,
oh my God.
Let that shit spin.
Yeah.
Push them closer, nigga.
Put two of those.
Nice. Oh, get on it.
That's been the first thing. Right when it slows down, you gotta
go on there.
Yeah. Man, oh, fuck.
They came right
on.
Okay. So that was pretty sick.
Real rap.
That was like a bull.
Imagine he gets on it and then a suit goes down and he's spitting on the ground. Nothing to do after that, man.
Segway got to discontinue that if that happens.
That's probably the last one they made.
Segway into that. That is great.
Oh,
now
you bastard.
Oh, y'all didn't see that
shit.
I didn't even know they called it a Segway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, there's nothing like being fucking dizzy.
Oh, man. Yeah, no.
Wow.
Speaking of being dizzy, I woke up dizzy the other day, man.
Did you?
These guys pushed our flight back from 5 a.m., 7 a.m., 5 p.m.
$2,000, $2,500.
When you have a plan and it's in your head and it's baked in and this is the way it goes, especially early mornings.
Oh, my God.
Any change is a fucking world rocker, man.
Yeah. It's a fucking world rocker.
That's so crazy. What, how many hours is that?
Bro, 10.
10, 12, yeah.
Niggas had flights delayed and shit. You're supposed to do the hour bump, half hour. Yeah. An hour bump.
Yeah.
So, yo, listen, man, Jet's not here. Something's going on. Give us another hour.
Kick out, yeah.
You know what I mean? If it ends up being 10 hours total, you can do the 1 hour bump.
At the time.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, leave me, you know? To
yeah,
believe,
yeah.
It's just 1 more hour, yeah.
Keep the hopes up and shit. They say, hey, man, square it up. Y'all not leaving this morning.
Don't even cut this month
off the rip. Bro. I'm like, if they're bold enough to drop a 10-hour delay on us, man, what are they willing to do to us tonight?
Right, yeah.
I had to drop Julian a text because we waiting in the morning. He's about to wake up and drop us off. To the airport. So, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, me and Sheldon, we just there sleeping. I sent Julian the text at Sunday 9:48. Oh, okay, I see what happened. 9:48 p.m.
Uh-huh.
The time's going to be different because of the time difference in L.A., but I texted him in the nighttime. Saying, so it's 9, this has been 12, about to touch 1. I got one email saying the flight's delayed. Like Jordan just said, look, 7:40, find a bump in an hour. So they say 7:40 to 9 p.m.
A.m.
Yeah. I said, that's fine. I sent him a screenshot. Literally a couple hours later, I just said, I'll sleep in. 5 p.m. Bro, that's crazy.
I took a bonus sleeping, though.
So. Yeah, I'll take the bonus. I took it.
Yeah.
I took it.
Nobody really complained. It was very, like,
yeah. I took it.
It is what it is, man.
It is what, all it was like, that was supposed to be our come down day after you travel and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I said that.
Right,
I said,
right,
bro,
yeah.
We always travel. And when we travel, it's like when we get to our place, it's like go, 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 go. But we never had like, yo, get to a place and just relax.
Breathe out, yeah. Sit down. Realize where you are on the map.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you what yesterday was going to be. Or 2 days ago. We still had our chill out moment.
When? You said yesterday?
Yeah, no, we really didn't. No, yeah, for real.
Nah, we was chilling yesterday with them goddamn burgers, man.
That was work, though, man. That was going to work, man.
That was work, man.
Sweating.
That was work.
Work.
When a pin just pop out, man.
Let me tell you something, man. We said it last time on the podcast, I think, too.
What?
Waleed always up to something. Tell you that much, man. Waleed, we said that when we came here to L.A. last time, Waleed put us on these burgers. Mm-hmm. And them was some goddamn burgers, man, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
Your burgers got us in the 360 deal, man.
Oh, my God.
Do not want to think about that burger when I'm over here. Like, I got to check in with that burger.
Are you having it more times like before we leave?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Five checking.
Bro, you go to a restaurant, man, sometimes you just know what it is, what you're supposed to be doing, and what your business is. Because you can play around and act like you about to get something else.
Something different,
but
yeah.
You know you're going to circle back to that first Yameen.
Nah, for sure.
And that Yameen is that fucking burger, man. German imported pretzel buns.
Oh, my God.
Like, where's the meat?
When you say it like that.
German imported.
It's actually fucked Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
I can describe the burger.
Why you say it like
I'm sad.
You know the hot juice hit you in your neck?
Burger.
The hot juice. You bite a burger.
Yeah.
So nigga, I ain't get hot sauce.
Look, let me tell you, let's paint a picture. So you walk in.
You about to get the place away or no?
Hell nah. Oh, hell nah. It ain't mine to give. Man. This is why Lee's place, man. Notice I didn't even say the name of the burger. I don't even want you fucking Google.
Just know it's German imported.
Yeah, just know
that
it's
might be too much.
I'll be seeing if someone can find it off like just a little bit that y'all said.
Yeah.
Off the logistics.
German pretzel, Wagyu.
Hey. Yeah, you look for pretzel imports.
That's enough, man. That's
the next 5 days.
Dude, the origin story of this burger. Jermaine not get here in LA.
I don't even hear it. I was coming off a
you
bird.
You weren't even there yet.
Yeah, I was getting imported.
Jermaine was getting imported from Barcelona. and I had came to check Wally early. So I come in, check in. Obviously, I'm going to check in at the LBC. He says, he says he got some new places for me.
You're giving too much away, man.
Now they know why we stay in the LBC.
Okay, say that.
So,
but we ain't necessarily staying the rest of the LBC.
I don't even know what y'all talking about.
That just what he was at when he started.
We're in LA, but the burger place is in Arizona. So look.
Catch a bird to get it.
I check in. Wally still go get something to eat. But he's geeking. Like, he's a little bit, like, too much. He's asking, you hungry? You hungry?
Yeah.
Nigga, let me chill.
I think he's being bad with us. Whenever he sees us, he's like, all right, it's time to be bad.
Be bad, yeah. Right. So, he brings it to his place. It's just me and him. I crack it. I say, bro, this is the one. I made a text to you on the spot.
Burger text, man.
I made a bit the burger, put the shit down.
Grab the napkin.
Anyways, Jermaine pulls up. We go there. We slap him down. Burger was crazy.
We had to get more of a cross.
Joshua Palmer, man, come through.
Put the pounds on the burgers, man.
We did. We told Joshua after practice. I said, after you finish charging up with the Chargers, come charge up.
Bro, that's over. Yeah, you ready for the whole season?
I got another
man.
Battery pack.
Beating down. And they do wings. Beating down one more time.
You could make wings.
You can.
They do it. They do it.
Bro, I
they
like do that. It.
They was winging us.
They winged
They had
it.
Me in a wing. Yeah.
I was flapping like a bird.
Real rap, man.
So I said, this is crazy. And then at that point, I had ordered it on Uber Eats a couple of times. After pulling
you
up.
You did, you fucker.
You hit him with the personal.
When?
That one didn't make it to me, man. So I got it to you at the Airbnb Bizzle.
On the East?
The East had dropped it off at the neighbor house and told me go pick him up. Told him I ain't even get him.
Oh, that's what he was beating.
Walked him down. Yeah, I got him. Yeah. They dropped him off.
Why'd I forget?
You remember at the Airbnb, we had ordered it, and it was like just before they closed. And I was like, bro, where's this order?
Yeah,
and then
we
dropped
that
at the mayor's house.
That was a burger?
Back. Yeah, that was a burger.
I don't always request. That feels like a meal that doesn't travel too well.
Maybe I
didn't hit the same.
We did it at night. We did that at night, so I don't know. Point is, we beat this burger down too many times. So Wally was telling us, like, yo, you guys are crazy. And I'm like, yo, you got to understand, when you show us a good place like that, we're going to... Not even take advantage. We're just going to order it.
Where else am I going to go? Bro, the best thing in this vicinity is right there.
There. Where am I going? There. So we leave. We go back to Orlando. Months go by. I'm texting Wally, like, you know what I mean?
Hey, that restaurant's still open, nigga. You're doing good. How's business?
You still going by there? Lights still on and all that? Okay, bet. Send him our ticket, say we're coming up, but now we got a new challenger approaching. Shell Sebastian, never been to the LB Sizzle. You know? So I said, all right, Wally, set it up. You know where we're going, right? When we land. We land at...
From the bird to the berg, man.
Always trying to. Twisted fuck, Jermaine lands at 9 o'clock p.m. Long Beach is an hour away. Jermaine texts Wally, hey, we coming for that burger?
Nigga says, bro.
Real rap.
Bro, it's on my list of things that I had to do. It's just a task to get through.
So that burger's on there.
Damn.
We were not making it, man, but I appreciated the efforts to say, mm-hmm. pass on some time. A day goes by, we pull up the next day now, and we sit Sheldon in the baby chair. We had to
what
sit
you mean
in the
by
baby
that?
Chair.
We're all in the same chair, no?
You didn't know, but we've been there before. You haven't been there before.
I was in the baby chair day one. Bro.
Day one, we had to go like this.
Oh, so it's a different chair that I was sitting in?
Hypothetically, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking because I know the chair was small, though. Like,
one chair a little bit different.
Yeah. Okay. Got you.
We just take care of you.
I'm never mad at sitting in the baby chair, man.
Trust me.
Bro, I'll be a baby, bro.
I'll be a baby.
Show me around, bro. Hell they showed me around day one.
In the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the wings in front of him. That boy wasn't even breathing.
We had to check his pulse a couple times, man. Thought we were losing him.
Put the wings down.
He beat him up.
Tell me about the wings, man. Go ahead. Give me a quick breakdown, man.
Great fucking wing. You know, I had about three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying?
You had two different flavors, old player.
Two different flavors. I'm not sure what flavors they were.
You want me to break that down to you?
Yeah, please, because I enjoyed the one on the left.
The dark skin.
The darker one,
The dark skin one. It was about, that was a Thai barbecue.
Oh, amazing.
The light skin.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Oh, and I usually really like buffalo.
Ain't there a fusion going on?
It was a fusion.
Buffalo fusion.
Oh, bro, I love a good fusion, man. I love when two cultures fuse and make me a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is welcome to the Thai Jamaican spot. Yeah, it could be wicked.
Sure.
They're going to fuse Jamaica with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to fuse. I feel like they fuse Asian cuisine with everything, too.
Yeah they're collabing with everyone, aren't they?
Collab,
Asian Mexican fusion.
What does that even look like?
I'm just shitting in three different languages.
Yeah, they had the Thai wings and then the buffalo, man, with a little special drip on it. And then the burger comes and lands down with that pretzel bun.
You shouldn't even have said that, gangster.
Bleep it out.
Bleep it out.
Bleep it out. Bleep it out. Take him out. I ain't even playing. Don't even read my lips. Special drip on it. And then the burger. You got that pretzel bun.
Yeah, man.
You got Wagyu beef. Wagyu beef.
So what's the difference between Wagyu beef
and regular?
Is every other part?
Regular, yeah.
Quality.
It's juicy.
What's a certain part juicy of the cow or something?
The side of the ass?
Rich part of the meat that melts in your mouth. The Wagyu's meant to melt.
Japanese black cattle.
Mm.
Oh, it's from a specific cow?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm looking at Kobe beef. I'm tripping.
Kobe beef good. While they do that, man, Wagyu beef. Then they got horseradish mayonnaise. Mm. Bacon, but they just got... it's not just bacon, bro. This is a thick cut of bacon.
Yeah,
it's
what
like,
kind of bacon? Because it was like
pork back bacon, man. It's just a back cut of the bacon, so it's thick. Mm-hmm. But it just meshes together so well. And you obviously got the cheese on, though.
I'm going to say this. Not to even, like, you know, I'm just... You know, just put in a little bit of 2 cents and an experience that I will pay full price for, you know? So just you know. I would prefer a brioche bun. I'm going to be real. Not a big fan of pretzel buns. Is that okay? Are you looking at me crazy right now?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know what pretzel bun tastes like for real.
It's going to be a little saltier, boys.
But I feel like it was like...
But that Wagyu hit him with the salt you need, man. So I don't even...
Yeah, I feel like
I really don't. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It just looks very good.
Yeah,
when it lands, it looks like leather.
I'll take. Okay.
You got a leather sandwich.
That's all. That's it. That's it. Though. That's it. I like the steak fries too.
Yeah,
steak
I feel. Yeah, I like my fries. Bread to taste. I feel you. Like it's you get a bonus opportunity to add taste.
Add a little sweet into that salty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because the bacon will give you that salt.
You know, and the sweet apple will smoke.
Yeah. It will out. Fuck these motherfucker mine. Smoke the bacon. What are you doing smoking my bacon?
Giving you this, man.
Bro, where's the Wagyu, bro? I don't even see the word.
Oh, man. I think Wagyu's from
a type of cow.
Mm-hmm. It's derived from native Asian cattle. First of all, Japanese beef cattle.
Oh, gotta be particular.
So all the beef cow from that type of cow is Wagyu.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's still a certain cut, but it's just a Wagyu cow. Okay, yeah. Got it.
For all these damn beef cuts, man. You walk up in the butcher shop, you don't know what the hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me get a clod. Let me get 3 pounds of shank.
I can't go into like they had like the fish spot, like the fish section of it where they got the live fish. And you go in.
Yeah.
It's too overwhelming for me, bro. Like you just go in there, you see all types of fish in the.
Yeah. Then you got your weight. I'm bad with weight, man. Yeah, I don't know what no weight look like.
Anytime I go in there, I'm just hands behind my back, bro. Just,
can you get a fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's all said?
Yeah, or a butcher shop, honestly. It's it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
My recipe is never gonna call for cheek.
Yeah, no, we didn't go.
You get that cow cheek?
No. Mm.
Cow cheek lasagna, nigga.
No. Man, you wouldn't eat I wouldn't.
Oh, you mean like the cheek on the face?
Yeah, like this is a part of it.
I was thinking like the cheek on the ass.
Oh no, you get the butt cheeks, man.
Oh yeah, I do that. I do them.
Bro, I literally remember we having chicken soup and it's just the chicken ass as a whole in my situation.
Yeah, or like claw. The cow foot.
Yeah, man.
The claw of my soup was always weird to me. I'm like, why is there a nail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it, why is there a sharp nail in my soup?
Oh, I never did. I never experienced that.
My dad's different.
Yeah.
Crazy. I definitely look back and realize what I've done. Like, damn, like I was really just eating feet.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, bro, we just eat all type of cow foot, pig foot, chicken foot,
gizzard,
oh, yeah, chicken hearts. Oh.
I can't. I did that one time and one.
Bro,
time
you gotta hit the chicken breast, the drumsticks, and the wings.
That's all you need.
What else is?
Yeah, breast. Yeah, I'll do a thigh.
Maybe throw some parts in a soup.
I'll do
chicken neck soup.
Yeah,
for like a broth. You know, something that I could just strain out and filter out after, you know.
I'm gonna grab that chicken broth package, man. Maybe I'm not that level of cook. Do y'all see like a threshold? Like, I'm not fucking with that shit. Like, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm not going there, I just know I'm not there.
Right now.
Yeah.
I feel that.
You feel me?
I'm not really pressuring cooking anything.
You not brothing?
You not making stock?
From scratch? Stocking up on scratch?
Nah. I gotta have a good kitchen for that. I'll keep it real. I don't got a good kitchen right now. My kitchen is a kitchen. It'll get shit done, but
we got heat.
I got to be real, man. Yeah. You know when you see a nice kitchen, you're just like, all right, there's a space to cook. Like, you know?
I swear, one good knife will, you know, is that little push you need.
Mm-hmm. That's it, yeah.
I was hesitant to cook because my knife game was wet.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck am I?
Mm-hmm. You gotta have
playing
good
around
cuts.
And shit.
Yeah, you gotta have good cuts. Gotta have a barbecue nearby. Mm-hmm. Nice, like your oven, your stovetop.
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate flames. I got the magnetic stovetop, so it's like,
magnetic.
Oh, you want a gas?
The flat top.
Yo.
I don't know. I feel like, but it just doesn't cook my shit right.
Better for it. I mean, I heard they trying to, something like bad about gas stoves. You
know? Probably.
It is an open flame.
Crib, yeah, but I'm trying to put that fire to that meat, man. I'm going to try to put that.
It don't get up there, though. Like
that battery.
The flat top, it get hot, too, though.
It's just that battery get pump, up, man.
Like, I feel like the heat control is a little bit different, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the surface stays hot for a little bit while, so it's a little while, mm-hmm. so... After you turn off the heat, you're still going up and shit.
Yeah.
I like just like that. I don't know, man.
It's on, it's off. I see how much fire is on there. Like,
plus, I like the walk.
Yeah.
It's just something about fire around my pan.
I feel you, not for you know sure.
You tossing food items in the air and shit?
Yeah.
You doing that?
Shit. Yeah.
The rice
like
wave?
And if it falls out, like whatever, that's when the fire cooks that shit too. My other shit just sticks to my magnetic shit. Yeah. And it's all.
Yo, that's the word. You don't want to spill nothing on that flat top, man.
No.
But you know, I seen in Meech's cooking show, he put like paper towel under the thing.
Under the what?
So it's like he'll have like the flat top, whatever. He'll put paper towel, and then he'll put the pot on top of the paper towel.
You're cooking the paper towel?
He says it doesn't burn it. I'm like, bro, what? I ain't never seen that before. But
bro, that's a hazard waiting to happen.
I questioned it, but I just said, you know.
They ain't got no like chain link fucking salute, or you know, not paper towel.
Yeah, bro, he's literally paper towel. I guess it just doesn't get that hot. Cause not like it's just heating.
He 10 episodes in, right? He doing good.
Yeah,
fucking go out like count all
the. Yeah, but it kind of makes sense because like it's just getting hot. It's not like catching on fire.
Ain't there a combustion temperature? It's just no matter what the situation is, like, oh, it's too hot.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what I would say if I got too hot. I got close. I got close, man. Sometimes it's just too hot. You just want to go up in flames.
Yeah.
Internal combustion.
Here, man. Yeah.
But you could, like, you know, if you can microwave a napkin safe because no moisture.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
So it might be the same deal.
The water particles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't
know. If there's none. That's for the microwave, though. I don't know. Meat's going to have to explain that when we catch up with him.
Yeah, for sure. Nah.
But I feel that though, man. You know, that shit just be dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a scar on that fucking.
Mm-hmm. You ever crack one of them shits?
No.
A flat top?
Yeah.
I feel like I'll get in trouble as an adult. And fuck me up.
Why?
I'm in trouble somewhere.
Bro. Yeah, nah,
someone don't like this.
Get at me.
Because you got like, I think you got to replace a whole top type of thing. I don't think you just fix a corner, but sometimes you just leave it there and you just have a crack there. It's just never.
Yeah, I don't miss the coils.
What's
coils? I haven't realized
the
coils. Just a fucking iron.
Hot.
I need access to coils, man.
Who's?
I need coil access.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Bro, I'm just trying to get a house, trying to get a nice barbecue, a nice coal barbecue, a nice pizza oven back there in my backyard.
Classic, man.
I'm trying to have everything where it's just like, all right, wait, hold on. We hungry? Okay. Like a kielbasa. I put a fucking kielbasa on a barbecue. I have no business doing that.
I feel like barbecue technology is kind of outdated.
Really?
Like it's kind of ghetto. You turn on a barbecue and shit. Just yesterday, we were fucking around the barbecue looking.
Yeah.
Standing back and shit, close it, open it.
All right.
Yeah. Religion.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got to be, what's the next evolution?
Mm. But it should be one touch. I think we're there. We're just not looking.
What you mean?
Because the propane tank's there. You got to open a propane tank no matter what you do.
Okay. That's getting old too, man.
It is, yeah.
But you don't want running propane, you know?
In the house and shit?
Yeah, but then that's when you get the coals, and you're not doing propane anymore, but it's like...
I never manned a coal barbecue. That's the only thing. I don't know about heat control.
What's the difference between a
tough, man.
Coal barbecue?
Bro, you're just using the elements.
Straight coal.
Oh, you just lighten the
lighten
coal.
Up coals,
oh,
exactly.
You just lighten the paper and throwing it down. I'm okay.
But it gives a good taste with that wood chip. That's how you get that smoked bacon,
that,
man.
Oof,
that applewood.
That's how you, applewood chips throwing.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
That's the thing.
But it gets hot as fucking hot, and that's the end of the story.
God, yeah.
Ain't no turn down button.
Yeah, we're trying to coal up over there, but yeah. The propane ran out. That's what happened, yeah.
So this shit don't even stay lit. You light it. Like, you put the fire in there, and then it's just, like, maybe, like, the oil and
it's
shit.
It's like driving manual for your barbecue.
I guess, yeah, it's safer still. In terms of, like, you know, propane. Every time I have to turn a propane thing, I'd be nervous.
Yeah, I just hear something. Because the ignition's not, you know what I mean, lighting it up fast enough. So you just run in propane for, like, should be hissing for, like, 45 seconds sometimes.
I don't smell propane. Like, I don't, my nose doesn't pick that up.
Yeah, but it's in your neck.
But I know, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Bro, it doesn't. Like, it's got to be, like, a lot for me to really smell it.
I don't even know what propane smells like, for real.
Yeah.
On some science.
Yeah. I couldn't explain it, but I know what I'm smelling. It's almost like gas.
Yeah.
But it's not as potent.
Y'all make me look crazy.
That's taking too long.
That's real rough, man.
Yeah, for real.
On my flight,
I was smelling airplane gas.
Yeah, I was about to say I was smelling some next gas on the airplane, man.
You didn't smell? I was smelling like transmission at one point. I was like falling asleep.
I'm trying to tell you, it ain't in there, man.
Yeah,
I didn't smell that.
You might have a blocker.
Yeah, man. Honestly, bad.
No, we're good.
You never want to be the only one to clock something dangerous on a plane.
Mm-hmm. So you got to build the courage not to let everybody else know.
Exactly. Is this breaking news for real? Yeah. Or am I scaring people and shit?
Yeah, I'm scaring the whole
girl. You just catch a little beeline or something wrong with the wing and shit. Like, what's that? The hangy, flappy joint.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. As fucked up as that is, I feel you, bro.
That's what the girl was freaking out again. She says, I don't give a fuck.
Wait, what?
Oh, the lizard guy?
Y'all have me fucked up today.
I know about the girl that's freaking out on a plane saying that nigga wasn't a real human.
But I am telling you. You know, like, no.
Oh, and the, no. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. That's what, see, that's about to blow up. Maybe she was very sure, and she's like, "Yo, fuck it, I don't care.
I have to say something."
They landed fine.
She landed like, you know what I mean? Back at the same airport. She didn't even go.
I heard she went missing.
No, she's okay.
Oh, she's
seen her. Yeah.
She's not gonna come back and explain your side of the story.
You got to. That's
you gotta
what
tell
saying.
The world.
Mm-hmm. You got to, man.
Press conference. That nigga was scaly.
If I see someone like, all I gotta see is a nigga blinking sideways, like his eyes closed.
Oh, yeah, that's a wrap, nigga.
I'm like, all right.
I might tell him, like, Jermaine,
can I get on my shit?
Jermaine, come on. We got one. I'm not, if like you show me that type of proof, I'm out of there, man. It takes a lot for me to say something, honestly, and I don't know if it's like me being shy or maybe I'm afraid to get embarrassed.
That's real, man.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, yeah.
You don't want to be looking stupid and shit.
Yeah.
Never,
yeah.
You just take it to the grit. Damn, I knew it, nigga.
Yeah.
At least I ain't embarrassed.
Fuck, man. Yeah, maybe, man. But even on a different level, like, I was flying beside a baby, and this is my first time. Yeah, this is probably my first time flying beside a baby for real. Like, they're always close, but never that close. Like, this was right beside me.
Face-to-face baby action.
Yeah, face-to-face baby action,
staring at you and
man.
Shit at times?
Nah. It was, like, it was so new of a baby, like, you can't
tell. Ain't even looking.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's on a plane?
Yeah.
Bro, I went to Jamaica when I was, like, a young baby. Maybe not a young baby, maybe like 3 or 4. And it was just a terrible experience, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like my ears popping and me not knowing how to say that to anybody and just having to just eat that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, traveling's canceled for a little bit for me, man.
Yeah, I'm not traveling with a baby, but I was just confused, man. Because, the baby couldn't even keep his neck up. So I'm like, all right. Whatever. Anyway, baby was flying first class. So I had to get some sort of appreciation for him.
Hey, you got born in the money, brother.
Yeah, well, all right. Congrats.
Yeah.
So he was, or he or she was flying with the mom, and the mom was like a little bit. You know what people say when you have a baby, like just nothing else matters. Like you're just locked into your world.
So she on that shit.
Yeah, I'm figuring she just on that shit because she pawned the baby off, I should say. To her mother, I got the whole story, but her mother, I'm sitting here, she's right there, that's the window seat, and her mom comes to say, do you need a break? I'll take the baby back to where I'm sitting. So she's just like, here, fucking baby's legs just dangling in front of me. I'm like,
I saw that.
You saw her?
Yeah,
I was fucking moving his feet and shit, like, mom's trying to grab it. So they're doing hella shit, man, like, but I'm like, whatever, it's a baby, like, I get it, I know the steez already. Mm-hmm. Baby goes for a little bit, sleeps, come back, it's waking up, it's time to eat. So I'm watching the baby eat, and I'm just like, that's what I started thinking. I'm like, fuck, man, I hope this baby doesn't shit his pants here.
Oh.
Baby eats.
5-hour flight, man. Baby's not holding nothing for nobody.
There's a shit for sure on that flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Baby does his thing. Baby eats. I eat. Thank God I ate first. And then I was watching a movie, and my nose just started fucking. Bro, I'm watching a movie. I didn't even notice my face going. I'm just laughing. I'm like, ha ha. Ha.
When that stench hit you,
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why is my face like this? Then I smell something. I'm like, nah, man. Like, maybe the baby just fucking farted. Because it was just one of those. Like, it just ate, so it's going to be gassy. Then I look over and I see this girl has like a fucking Glad bag.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys seen her transfer. She had like Glad bag and it was like heavy.
Yeah.
And I said, wait, did she just change the baby? Like, and I missed everything. And I was so shocked that I missed it.
You missed the baby on the fucking tray table?
I don't know where she changed it. I promise you the diaper was just out and it was in the Glad bag. And it just complete, like, it smelled like complete shit.
Mm. You missed open shit. I know when it's some open, exposed. Nah, it's
bro. The fuck is so clear. You know, just uninterrupted shit smells.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, I don't know when she did it, but all I know is like I looked back over it and I was like, shit, in a glad bag. And I said, yo, man, something about that, like there's a bathroom, go change it somewhere else. Like, not here. Like, not, now I'm fucked. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, bro, why do I have to do it? And I gave my seat up so a man can go sit with his wife. So I'm like, I'm already not supposed to be here. So now I'm like, all right, do I say something? But the baby has to shit. You got to change. I get it. Whatever. This girl just literally took the bag, puts it in her backpack.
Saving the shit. Yeah, where do you put it? For real.
In her backpack.
I'm gonna go to the washroom and push in the little fucking garbage.
I'm disposing that.
Reek. Yeah, but that's a place to reek.
Yeah.
But reek in there. Don't reek there, right here in the bag.
Yeah. In my first class.
it was bad. Yeah,
bro, I'd just be so sorry for everyone. Yo, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know it's my fucking shit.
And that's the thing. She wasn't sorry at all. She left and didn't even come back to her seat. I don't know if you guys remember that. She left like towards the ending of the flight and just sat with her family. And the seat was just empty, but it's just like her backpack was still there, and it fucking, I'm like, bro, that's what you need to take to the back of the plane.
Oh, she left your shit with you, gang. Damn, she played chess with your ass.
Yeah, man. But she's just like unaware of just everything, man. Like, I don't know, she's just in her own zone, and I was just sad.
I put the baby in a glad bag. Just the lower part.
Yeah, cut the legs though.
Just zip to the waist.
Oh my god, man. Baby shit is the worst. Like,
bro, it's literal the worst one.
You just never know what you're getting. Could be like some mushy wata.
Mm-mm.
Cause all you're doing, all the input is liquid, so you can't expect no solid joints.
Oh, yeah, fuck, you're right,
dog. It's just you're feeding them. Just you're not even feeding them real food
just
yet.
Goop,
man.
Yeah, beer fucking puree, dog.
Puree.
Wow.
Oh, man. I was.
Yeah,
I was,
that's a lot.
Fuck, man.
I seen it up a baby's back. Honestly, some dirty baby situations, man. Bro, that back, like the baby was laying down and must have just de-sung, dropped a little pack off, little baby pay, bro, up the back. The baby just caught. Shit, I'm like, bro, you have to throw this baby away.
Yeah,
that's beach, a restart, right? Bro. Yeah. He was done. Yeah,
nigga, that's a hose.
Yeah, the baby down on
the
like a sack of flour.
Yeah, I mean, at that point,
there's nothing for. We're at the beach. I was like, yo, go dip the baby in the ocean, man. Like, literally by its hand, fucking up. That's why you can't give me a baby right now, because that's the type of shit I'm gonna be. I'm like, oh, well, this just makes sense too.
Very
dry at all.
Hands on.
Yeah.
Bro, if my baby shits on his back, I'm sorry, man. You're getting sprayed down. I'll put it on mist for them, but like, so it's light. But yo, we gotta go. I gotta switch in the jet at least once.
Hit the baby with the cold plunge.
Yeah, man.
Like, I gotta get it off your back at least. That is crazy, bro.
Nah, man. I'm sorry. I'm hiring a nanny still. Call me whatever you want.
Yeah, someone that's just there, like tech support for a baby. Just like, hey, man, this is you.
It broke.
I have no respect.
Something ain't right. Something ain't
right, just, man.
Come on, you do that.
It ain't in the.
I have no, like, there's not. I don't have more respect, less respect for my dad for changing my boxers. I'll just be like, oh, you're nasty.
Bro. Really?
For changing my diapers, I'll never look at someone and say, oh, you changed my diapers. Thank you. I'll be like, yeah, nigga, you tired me.
Because I doubt he did that. I doubt. Like, I hear him totally seeing me like, nah, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Like, you know?
Bro, that's very much my consideration of having a baby.
You don't want to change it?
Who wants to?
Who wants to?
Man, yeah, I never want to.
There gotta be. There's gonna be a service. There's gonna be a service by then.
Fucking Uber Eats.
Uber shits.
Uber shits. They come to the crib, clean the shit, dip.
Take the bag. Yeah.
Take the bag and dip.
I don't even want to smell.
I'm not doing it, man. It's just too much, man.
That's kind of lucrative, man. Because there's a lot of babies
popping out on the daily. Just new customers, man.
You know what
looking
mean?
Like cash. Like, yo, congrats on the baby. You need some help.
Yeah, when they do a crazy one, you just call. You may not call every time.
Yeah, just a serious one.
Then they're just staying in the house for 30 minutes while your Uber comes.
Nah, they got shit stations, so they're like deployed across your city evenly.
Or they're chilling,
yeah, like a fire
like
station.
Like a Tesla fucking supercharger, man.
So they don't come to the house.
No, they do.
But they close, you feel me? You know when you order Amazon, right? It don't come from... It come from up the street.
Yeah,
the
nearest song.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be there.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if sharks them out.
Bro, listen, man.
30%, man. Come on.
I'm going to fuck with you, but I don't,
what
man.
Are your sales anyway?
Yeah, they tear ass on that Dave, show, man.
What the fuck?
So you made this for who? Who's your market?
Nigga, relax.
Who's your market?
Babies.
Nigga.
I wonder if they have like bloopers of like really bad.
Bad pitches?
Yeah. Just, yeah. Like, they take it wrong. They blow up.
Some people, I'm sure people got scared out of business. Just like, yo, I'm fucking scared right on TV. Decent business, but they're just fucking, their nerves got the best of them.
Yeah.
It's crazy how like any set, like this setting right now can be like a scary one where it's like we're pitching the Sharks and it's like, yo, I gotta have my fucking formal pitch ready. I have this ready. I have to have this ready. And it's like, then you just don't know what you're talking about. Well, we gonna just chill and say, all right, listen, nigga. Baby shit.
You're talking to Sharks, nigga. I'm scared of talking anything to Sharks.
And you're a shark. Like, bro, it's Sharks. We have an idea
for Nugget Man.
Even like, I had this idea that I was trying to pitch to someone. We're sitting at the meeting, and this person was just like, oh, do you have a deck? Do you have this? Do you have that? And I'm like, bro, just put me on the phone with this nigga, and it's about to be real spill.
I'll deck him up.
Deck you up. The deck up here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
deck up
here, okay. And I'm just it doesn't have to always be like, and I get it, but it doesn't always have to be that formal of like, okay, this is my pitch and this is what I want to do.
It's my projection.
This is where we should be at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. This is, look, I want to do this.
I need the morning.
It's straight up how I even asked Kevin, like, you know what I mean? Just, Kevin, he's like, what do you got planned? We finna shoot. Fall with me. Done, bro. Where it's like, if we're pitching to anyone else, and like, what are you doing in the studio? How many cameras do you need? How many people are going to be there? Fall with me.
Till shit start breaking.
Sorry, we broke. One camera, two lenses.
Now you really don't have to fall with me. With me. Y'all think they cloning people?
They clone Tyrone.
Yeah, that was a good film, man. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I didn't finish it, but yeah, man, it was going crazy so far. Very deep.
Yeah, it was well done, man. But yeah, hell yeah, they clone the niggas, man. They're cloning sheep and shit.
Really?
Hell yeah.
They're cloning sheep.
Yeah, that's testing shit. They'd be like, oh, this is the first clone sheep.
What? Oh, nah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, there's walking clones and shit. But it's just probably dangerous to fuck with humans. But I'm sure they did the test.
They cloned the sheep
as a test and shit, yeah.
And it came out.
Yeah.
Bad.
Same sheep.
What?
I feel like they clone dogs and shit. I want to say there's even a service where you could clone your dog.
No.
It's like a different dog, but it's like the same. You know what I mean? The DNA. I don't know how they do it and shit, but it's not like all scan and then another dog comes out. You grow a dog.
Right. From.
Yeah. Okay. From this dog. Yeah, the DNA from this dog into a new one.
So it ain't really. It's like surrogacy to a degree. Like,
yeah, it's not like your idea of cloning. Because then that's like, I'd imagine have another dog, nigga. If it's good, you know what I mean.
Facts.
But when I scan it, press a button, another one comes out. Hey, what up, guys?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Okay, you're cloning the DNA.
Yeah, you're planting our next seed.
I feel like you're taking some of the DNA. You're taking the DNA you need to grow it, and then I think the rest is like new DNA.
Yeah. So you're telling me you're taking a bell pepper, cutting it open, getting the seed, planting it, and saying, here's a new bell pepper.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not cloning.
Y'all doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You just walk up in all that science and shit. What the hell is this?
Same fucking head size, nigga. That's a clone, you know? Like, where is that, bro? Same. That's the same.
And they think they're the same person.
That's a clone, yeah. Mm. I want the clone. So who the fuck?
That's, you know, science or the fucking, the project went well, nigga. I'm saying my hypothesis, they're going to say, what the fuck? What the fuck? Science confirmed.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nah, I got some questions. That made me raise the eyebrow, man.
No, for sure. Why do we need that? Just grow it.
They just mess around with them science dollars, man. They're like, hey, donate to science. Y'all just fucking playing games and shit.
Yeah, man. Shit. Donate to us. We'll figure out some shit, man. Yeah,
like, yeah, let's try that experiment. Yeah, man. Get the people back their money.
Y'all donate to us, and I'm going to go experience this burger again.
Yeah, clone that burger.
Clone the burger, yeah.
They did five times last
night. Yeah, that's exactly the same.
Oh, yo, you know when they have the recipe.
They have the formula, yeah.
Because this is the burger.
Yeah.
Who pitches baby shows, bro?
Who does that?
As an adult.
Wait, what's a baby show example?
Like literally Baby Shark. Like an adult came up with that.
Oh, like a cartoon.
Yeah. You got to think about these adults in big, important boardrooms and shit. Like, all right.
It's the baby shark.
It's all these adults and shit and suits and shit.
Is there a song?
Yes.
Yes. You guys want me to?
I'll get on the table.
Yeah, like a label meeting.
Y'all seen Snoop Dogg's kid show?
Oh, see, no.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, man. You got Snoop Dogg in there. His character got a chain and shit.
The real kid shit?
It's okay. A real kid shit. Let me see if I can find a name.
Like for learning?
Yeah, it's for learning. Like they sing songs and shit.
I'm gonna be so bored of that when you just watching the baby shows.
No, I like baby shows.
Nah, not all the time. You might be popping up on a baby at the crib and shit. Oh, baby show. No, you live with this baby and that's all they fucking want to do is watch Baby Shark and shit. No,
not when the shit is so easy of an answer. Because SpongeBob is like a baby show, you know? Baby Shark is kind of like, it is a baby show. But it's like, that's kind of like Blue's Clues where
it's what they want for a little bit, though.
Yeah,
they can grow into the Bob.
You right. Like when Blue's Clues kept... The answer is behind him. He's saying, well, guys, where is it? I have to do it. Yeah, I wasn't even answering the TV. I was like, oh, fuck, bro. Turn your ass around, bro.
They got don't answer, and then it still happened.
Yeah.
What did you say?
That shit kind of got me ready for porn. I'm not going to lie to you.
We're gonna leave you hanging on this one.
Yeah. How did you wait?
Yeah. You're not gonna explain?
The rest kids would be like, oh my god, where is it? And then the fucking porn, you flip down and says, are you my mailman? And I'm like, all right, the answer's right.
Where's
there.
My package?
You watch right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Nigga would say that when they come up with that stupid shit and says, oh, I need to fix these pipes, but I don't know where my toolbox is. Oh, I got your tools.
So I got a box of tools. Bro.
Y'all not feeling me?
Nah, man. I didn't see the connection.
Oh, you out?
Yeah.
But you know what it is? It's not even like a tone. It's just bad acting.
It's not even acting. It's just...
That's the common bridge right there.
Is it bad acting?
Yes.
Is it good?
Nigga? You know the toolbox is kind of...
Sometimes I'm like... Is that the toolbox?
It's right there. You ain't no nurse.
Where else are you looking at? You can't wear that in the police station.
Lord.
Y'all heard that nurses be cheating?
I did see that.
I wanted you to leave me hanging for a little bit.
Boy, all that work? At work? Nurses be cheating at work?
Yeah, they be saying, I think it was like a study.
It's a study.
Of like,
so we don't know where they at.
So we don't know where they at, but they're saying the study of like people that are nurses, they cheat more than any other job.
Why?
Like,
why nurses?
Shit, nigga, call me nurse.
Long
joy.
Ass hours and shit. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying.
Cause nurses be sis. That's the problem.
Yeah,
they be in them joints. Yeah, them scrubs. That's the problem. And then people advance.
Yeah.
And then you taking care of me and shit, like.
Yeah.
You gonna get me. Yeah.
You get a good game out of everyone.
It's like I've been hearing a good game today, honestly.
Shit, even my dentist, man. I'm like, you took care of. I'm over here like this, looking up. All I gotta do is look in your eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, I know there's one in the pamphlet.
Yeah, man.
You watch? No. But yeah, that's crazy. Nurses.
You know what was always funny to me? Sorry, on the topic of cheating. So, like, in these old movies and old shows, there's always, like, this white, successful businessman. Yeah, honey, I'm leaving on a business trip.
Yeah, business niggas are the cheaters, man.
Business niggas is like, yeah, I'm going my suitcase and shit. And the funniest
thing.
Yo, that's
real rap, man.
Dude, there'd be nothing in the briefcase.
Nothing but condoms.
Handcuffs.
Babe, right?
I remember one time when I had my first white friend, and that's a real fucking sentence right there. Your first white friend?
You're my first white friend,
bro. Because we're living elsewhere.
Yeah,
far, and then we moved over to Monaco, where it was like a little bit more of some upper echelon cribs. So my one white friend that I really became close with, and I say it was my first white friend because this was like sleepovers. Mm-hmm. I was doing white shit. I was like, bro, like I remember there's one video recording.
Oh boy.
I think Ryan, it was a home recording. My dad was recording it. We're on a boat. And I think it maybe went down the line. Ryan said, like, my dad says, yeah, man, this is tough. Little Jamaican one. Ryan says, yo, this is dope. And I fucking just come out of nowhere. What'd I say, man?
Like, I don't know.
Oh my, like, you are the rad boat. Yeah, I was like, maybe, yeah, this is rad or some shit. Yeah. But you can just tell it. I'm like, this is getting whitewashed or whatever. Yeah. So I remember when I was at this nigga crib. Mm. So often I started picking up on what his dad was doing. He was leaving for trips like way too often. He kept saying, "I'm going on a business trip. I'm going on a business trip." I remember one time
he was like, "What's this business?"
I said,
same suitcase, huh? Okay. Mm. Okay. You back Sunday this time? Weekend trip. For what?
I'm not even going to cat to you. He ended up cheating.
Oh, real rap?
He ended up cheating on a business trip.
You caught this on Instagram?
No. This is like in the flesh. Yeah. Like, oh, some shit.
Oh, damn shit.
Yeah, man. And I remember I was like, oh, the perfect family, this and that. The mom was always staying home, making sure shit got handled. He was always going
he's out there handling shit himself.
Putting down the business, you dirt.
Fucker.
Damn. I'm telling you, man. So do construction research. Is not just on nurses, man.
Yeah, check briefcase holders.
Yeah, anything going on briefcase trips. So yeah, check them.
And man, I done seen some shit over there in Thailand and
Yeah.
I'm like, this is American businessman. He was just business, still suited up, just squeezy, nasty. I mean, really? Bro, you're a dirtbag. I know you have a family.
Yeah. Oh,
let me see the inside of your wallet.
Let me see your ring. Where's the ring?
Yeah. Confiscating it. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, man. Niggas is slimes, man. I've seen too much in my life, man. But
you ever see those random tweets where it's like someone random at, say, a Wendy's, and they just see like a random two people getting into it? Maybe they see like a guy that they realize is booed up and he's like, you know, playing around with a girl or whatever. Mm. They'll just tweet, "Hey man, this is your man at the Wendy's with the exact car shirt. Yeah. You're so and so. This is what I heard," and blah, blah, blah. It just goes out publicly. No one says if it ever gets viral to the person.
Yeah.
But really? They'll just say, "So, hey man,
damn man,
you gotta watch it, man.
You got to, man. Man, I don't like this podcast sometimes because I'm just saying whatever sometimes, you know.
Okay,
I mean we saw that a couple times this episode, bro.
Bro, this podcast doesn't reflect me. No, it does. It reflects me well, but just you gotta know when to do it. You gotta know when.
The real ones know when you're joking and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But some people don't, man.
But them not the real ones, man.
But they all. Yeah. I'm like, bro, there's no way you took that serious.
It is hard sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, fuck, I'm joking. My bad. I got something yesterday.
Yeah.
I gotta catch up. Yo, don't come to my house. I was totally joking.
Yeah, no, but everything I said on this episode, real spiel. I fucking came on stage, man.
All day. That's real. Shit, man, what do you say we slip slide to the Random Order Discord, man?
Slip slide, man.
I'll grab us a voice note real quick. Yeah, it's from your boy Ace in the building, man. 19-second question. Amen. Lock in.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy Ace. And my question is, even when you work in the entertainment industry and sometimes your work takes you to Hollywood, how do you keep from going Hollywood? That's my question for you guys. Peace.
Keep from going Hollywood, man. Just don't be a fuck nigga, man.
Literally, that's what it is. Let's say someone's going to Hollywood, they're just acting. It depends on your perspective too, because if you're you know what I mean, you're what is Hollywood? What is that? Because I hear different definitions of it.
Mm, I think it definitely has to do with like maybe forgetting the people that, you know.
Yeah, you really don't do that. But also, like, you could get to a point where you're like, all right, just elevated, and certain people are like holding you back and shit. And then you go Hollywood, and like, you know, you're not in their crowd no more, and you're like, you're focused on your work and shit. The stupid Hollywood is like, all right, nigga, you're acting like a fucking dickhead.
Right.
Mm. Like, real rap. And we don't see that for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, stay grounded, be a real one. Your moral compass is in check, bro. You're good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think being in Hollywood is just treating other people terribly and just like they're everyone's under you type of thing. Like,
right, yeah, for sure.
That's all it really is. Yeah, it's just about staying grounded.
But niggas gonna be, there is the jealous. Oh, you gone Hollywood?
Yeah,
stop talking to you.
Just fucking yeah. I respect that one where it's like Jay-Z had a bar about that shit. Forgot.
Like, we do all this not to change.
Yeah. Literally that. And, you know, if you're staying there, because I don't have to. Yeah, you know, just like a relationship, man. Talk about cheating and shit. Just like a relationship, you realize you've outgrown your partner. Sometimes you're like, oh shit. Fuck, did that really just happen? You know what I'm saying?
You gotta go Hollywood on him.
Go Hollywood on the beat, man.
Go Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you go Hollywood on you, man, you never know.
Real rap.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah.
Let's wrap him up. Yeah. Wrap him up. Put him down. Sit him down.
All day, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Another wholesome one in the canister, man. Lock in with us, man. Y'all know what you need to do, man. Jump up in that comment section, man. Drop a yamit. You know what I mean? Mm. Slide over there. Apple Podcast, Spotify. Drop a 5-star stunner rating, man. And only the real 5-star stunner is going to recognize a fellow 5-star stunner. Drop a 5-star stunner rating. Amen.
Yeah.
All day, man. Appreciate y'all hanging with us, man. We locked and loaded, booked and busy for the next few, man. So lock in with us, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man. Let's leave the people something, man. You got a baby on a plane, man. Long flight, rough. Maybe you know what I mean. The baby just laid one down, man, and you just face to face.
Huh?
I'm the baby's father.
You the baby father.
Douse that nigga in some Axe, man.
Worked in high school.
Back to high school. Back to the basics, man. Shout out the future.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.